Welcome to this Child Maltreatment Podcast. I'm Natalie Katz, editorial assistant at Sage Publications. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Iris Torshala, a postdoc from the Center for Health Evaluation and Outcome Sciences at St. Paul's Hospital, and Dr. Vrena Strelow, who is a postdoc at the University of British Columbia in the Department of Psychiatry. They, together with their colleagues, Kathy Lee, Christian Schutz, and Michael Krauss, recently published a research article in Child Maltreatment entitled "The Association Between Childhood Maltreatment Subtypes and Current Suicide Risk Among Homeless Men and Women." Iris, can you give me some background on your research? What was your research question and why did you do this study?
Sure. Our research group works with homeless people, and the high rates of suicidal behaviors found in homeless populations are a serious health concern. Their mortality rates due to suicide are multiple times higher than those of the general population, and suicidal thoughts and attempts are also frequent. Now, studies on child abuse and neglect suggest that an examination of maltreatment experiences in childhood may increase our understanding of suicidal behaviors in adulthood.
Vrena, could you please explain what childhood maltreatment means?
Yes, the term childhood maltreatment is an umbrella term that is used to describe a variety of acts resulting in actual or potential harm to a child's health, development, or dignity. We can distinguish five subtypes of childhood maltreatment. Of the five subtypes, three are types of abuse, and they are called physical abuse, sexual abuse, and emotional abuse. As examples, physical abuse would include beating a child. Sexual abuse is when another person uses their power over the child to involve the child in sexual activities. Emotional abuse can take many forms, for example, a verbal harassment by threat, intimidation, or shaming. The two other subtypes of childhood maltreatment are called physical neglect and emotional neglect. Neglect includes not providing for a child's basic physical needs, such as food, or emotional needs, for example, affection.
Iris, has the relationship between childhood maltreatment and suicidality already been studied in previous research?
Yes, it has. The association of childhood maltreatment with suicidal behaviors is already well established in the literature and has been confirmed in a number of studies. The majority of studies focused on only one or two particular maltreatment subtypes, typically sexual and physical abuse. However, sexual and physical abuse often co-occur with neglect and emotional maltreatment, and only a minority of victims report having experienced only a single form of maltreatment. Among individuals who report multi-type maltreatment, it is still unclear whether particular forms are uniquely associated with suicidality. Also, it is unclear how particular combinations of maltreatment are associated with suicidality, and whether their effects are simply cumulative or differential, depending on the subtypes. Therefore, our objectives were to disentangle the overlap between different forms of childhood maltreatment and to determine their association with suicidality individually and in the context of and combination with other maltreatment types. This may sound like an entirely theoretical question, but as you will see, it has practical implications as well. To develop our hypothesis, we reviewed the literature for theoretical models that conceptualize the effects of childhood maltreatment on suicidality. Basically, there are two competing theories. One assumes that any serious form of child abuse or neglect has a harmful effect on emotional well-being and mental health. This model predicts that any type of maltreatment is significantly associated with suicidality. No type is more harmful than others, and more maltreatment is worse than less maltreatment. The other theory assumes that sexual and physical abuse are particularly detrimental and more harmful than other types of maltreatment, and have the strongest statistical association with suicidal behaviors. To contribute beyond research that has been done before, we assessed five different forms of maltreatment and also a variety of other suicide risk factors, such as mental disorders and sociodemographic variables. We classified participants into single-type and different multi-type maltreatment groups and investigated the associations of individual maltreatment subtypes and subtype combinations. We had four hypotheses. First, Each maltreatment type is individually associated with suicide risk after controlling for other suicide risk factors. Second, sexual and physical abuse are uniquely associated with suicide risk after controlling for other forms of maltreatment. Third, increasing numbers of maltreatment types are associated with increasing suicide risk. And fourth, reporting only sexual abuse, only physical abuse, the combination of both, and the combination of all five maltreatment types are associated with greater suicide risk than reporting only neglect or emotional maltreatment.
Verena, how did you conduct your research?
We used a sample of homeless adults to examine these questions because such a study can provide important information related to high-risk populations with complex and concurrent conditions, such as high rates of suicidal behaviors, multi-type maltreatment, and other suicide risk factors. We did it as a part of a larger project, which was called the BC Health of the Homeless Survey. What we did is we recruited 500 homeless adults from three Canadian cities, Vancouver, Victoria, and Prince George. Being homeless meant that the participant lived on the street or in an emergency shelter. Our participants were 19 to 66 years old, and 40% were women. Together with the participants, interviewers went through a structured clinical interview. Our measures included a demographic questionnaire, the childhood trauma questionnaire, also called CTQ, and the mini international neuropsychiatric interview. The CTQ is a retrospective self-report inventory that assesses sexual, physical, and emotional abuse and physical and emotional neglect in childhood. The mini is a structured clinical interview based on standard diagnostic criteria to assess psychiatric disorders. It also includes a suicidality scale consisting of 11 questions related to lifetime and current suicidal thoughts, plans, and suicide attempts. On the suicidality scale, we categorized each participant as having no, low, and moderate to high risk of suicide. We constructed four different types of multivariate ordinal logistic regression models. The result of these models are odds ratios, and an odds ratio greater than 1.0 can be interpreted as a greater odd of having increasing suicide risk. First, we calculated five individual models, one for each maltreatment subtype, to examine their odds ratios and confidence intervals for increasing suicide risk. Second, we calculated a model that included all five maltreatment subtypes at the same time to assess their unique association with the three suicide risk levels. In our third model, we entered different numbers of maltreatment experiences, that is 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 types of maltreatment. For the analysis of the fourth model, we included only the subsample of participants who reported any maltreatment at all. We classified them into single-type and different multi-type maltreatment groups and looked at their association with current suicide risk. To take the effects of other factors into account that are usually associated with suicide risk, each model also included certain socio-demographic variables and mental disorders.
Iris, what did you find out?
First of all, each individual maltreatment subtype was reported by more than half of all participants. 14% reported no maltreatment, and more than 70% reported exposure to more than one form of maltreatment, including 20% that reported all five types of maltreatment. And the majority of the sample was at some risk for suicide at the time of the assessment. Our first hypothesis, that each maltreatment subtype is individually associated with suicide risk, was mainly supported by our data. Individuals who reported sexual, physical, and emotional abuse and emotional neglect were about 1.5 times more likely than individuals who did not report these maltreatment types to have increasing suicide risk, while physical neglect was not significantly associated with suicide risk. Second, we hypothesized that sexual and physical abuse are uniquely associated with suicide risk after controlling for other forms of maltreatment. But when the five CTQ scales were simultaneously included in one multivariate model, they all lost their significance. So hypothesis 2 was not supported by our results. Third, we hypothesized that increasing numbers of maltreatment times are associated with increasing suicide risk. There was a significant cumulative effect of maltreatment on suicide risk, such that the rates for no suicide risk tended to decrease, while the rates for low and for moderate to high suicide risk tended to increase with increasing numbers of maltreatment experiences. Individuals who reported exposure to a single form were almost 2 times more likely, and individuals who reported exposure to all 5 types were almost 3 times more likely than individuals who reported no maltreatment to have increasing suicide risk. So overall, hypothesis 3 was supported by our data. Fourth, among those individuals who reported any maltreatment at all, reporting sexual abuse only, physical abuse only, and the combination of sexual and physical abuse was not associated with higher suicide risk than reporting only neglect or emotional maltreatment. However, individuals who reported all 5 maltreatment subtypes were about 2 times more likely to have increasing suicide risk than individuals who reported only neglect or emotional maltreatment. So overall, our fourth hypothesis was partly supported by our data.
Verena, what is the take-home message of your study?
In summary, reports of childhood sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and emotional neglect were associated with increasing suicide risk, even when other suicide risk factors were taken into account. Unexpectedly, no maltreatment subtype was uniquely or more strongly related to suicide risk than others. On the other hand, we found that the extent of maltreatment was consistently related to current suicide risk. First, increasing numbers of maltreatment types indicated increasing suicide risk. Second, among all maltreatment combinations examined, only the combination of all 5 types was associated with greater suicide risk than reporting only neglect or emotional maltreatment. I would like to point out that we cannot conclude that this association represents a causal relationship. Our take-home message is that while exposure to even a single maltreatment type was an indication for increasing suicide risk, the subgroup with the highest risk reported a pattern of extensive maltreatment exposure. So the extent of maltreatment experiences seems to be more important for suicidality than a particular form of maltreatment, at least for our homeless sample.
Iris, do your findings have any practical implications?
Yes, they do. Clinicians who work with homeless men and women should be prepared to do a suicide risk assessment and crisis intervention if indicated. They should also be aware that suicidal individuals are likely to report childhood maltreatment experiences. Clinicians should be prepared to refer homeless individuals who report childhood maltreatment to additional treatment. Clinicians who work with trauma victims should be aware that homeless clients are likely to report multi-type maltreatment, and they should be prepared to assess a variety of experiences beyond sexual and physical abuse to identify those subgroups that are at particularly high suicide risk. But still more research is needed to determine how suicidal ideations and attempts among homeless people with childhood maltreatment experiences are best addressed. We need to clarify if that should occur through standard suicide and crisis intervention, or by addressing childhood maltreatment and its psychological consequences, or a combination of both approaches.
The article, "The Association Between Childhood Maltreatment Subtypes and Current Suicide Risk Among Homeless Men and Women," is published in the May 2012 issue of Child Maltreatment and can be found at www.cmx.sagepub.com.